On the live line with us this morning is Loretta Esparza. She is a member of Sonoma State University's Library Arts Center. And Loretta, good to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
After the Fire is the name of the exhibit, Reflections After the Fire, that is, at SSU. Who contributes to this?
You know, we have artists, we have community members, we have some firefighters, we have journalists. There's a wide variety of people who have come together to participate.
And is it mixed media? What's available at this exhibit?
We have painting, photography, we do have video, mixed media. We have a panel from an upcoming graphic novel. It's a wide variety of things.
Wow, that is a wide variety of things, to be sure. And, of course, as we get closer and closer to the one-year anniversary of the fires, we see all different kind of ways that people are going to commemorate that anniversary and those remarkable days. And how big is this exhibit?
Well, we have 21 participants, so it's filled the library gallery. And then we also have another exhibit space in the library, the 2 North area, and that's where we have the photographs that document the experience.
Hard to imagine how to narrow those down, isn't it, Loretta? I mean,
right.
When we think of all of the photos and videos.
We all looked at everything, and we tried to have a good variety from, you know, all different types of people, different types of media. But we're very happy with it.
And one of the things I know here at KSRO, we are working on a couple of events near the anniversary of the fire, too. And one of the things, and I'm sure that your committee thought this through, too, that's important to us is to make sure that even though Santa Rosa, for obvious reasons, got the most attention, that other areas of Sonoma County that were sorely affected by the fires are represented, too.
That's right. I know an artist from Napa, and also the Berkeley firefighters contributed a video.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, we do have, you know, some work from other counties, too.
Other counties and throughout Sonoma County. What do you find most moving about it?
I think because it was so personal to all the participants. They've said some beautiful things. Some have created works to thank the first responders and the firefighters. Some people just feel that what they have created is from their heart. And other people feel that their work has helped others understand the experience of what everybody went through.
Yeah. I think that's very, very true and very important for people
right.
who, you know, have some kind of connection to Sonoma County, but don't quite have a grasp on how encompassing that whole experience was. And I'm sure that the art pieces are going to be incredibly received. We know of one, a firefighter from the very northern part of California, and who came down to help in October. And what he did was he found fashioned one of the fire hoses that he used into an American flag. So the white hose represented the white stripes. And it was up for auction at a benefit and went, I think, for over $20,000.
That's wonderful.
And I think that's just representative of how
Absolutely.
Much this means to us and how much this exhibit at SSU will mean to all of the attendees. How long will it be open?
It is running through December 14th, and we do have an upcoming reception on October 17th, and it's open to faculty, staff, students, and the public.
Oh, fantastic, because I think a lot of people would like to see it with other people. I think that's healing, too.
Absolutely.
All right, so that is October 17th, 4 to 5:30 p.m. In the library at Sonoma State University. You don't have to RSVP, and it sounds like a great event. I can't wait to see it.
Yes, and in the meantime, you can go to the library website, library.sonoma.edu, and you can find out more about the gallery program, the current exhibit, past exhibits.
And give us that website again, Loretta.
It's library.sonoma.edu.
Library.sonoma.edu. Well, thanks for putting it together. It must have been a wonderful and heartbreaking experience for you.
Yes, and a big thank you to Dean Karen Schneider for all of her support and all the other members of the art committee and also from the Gene and Charles Schultz Endowment.
Oh, yes. They had a lot to do with this, too. Well, thanks for being on the air with us this morning, and I think a lot of people are coming to see this exhibit.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Loretta Esparza. She's a member of the University Library Art Committee, putting together reflections after the fire at SSU.